Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer, and I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we've been calling Alive. We're working our way through the letter of the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. And we were in chapter 6, so we're closing out the series, last chapter of Ephesians. We've worked our way into chapter 6 here, where Paul is talking about, okay, since Jesus has made us new, since we have a relationship with God through Christ, how does that work itself out? How should our faith impact really the different relationships of our lives? And so here in chapter 6, he's talking about, at the beginning of chapter 6, about children and parents. And he tells children, right, if you're listening, teenagers or kids, Paul says, obey your parents, right, for this is right in the Lord. And he goes to quote the Old Testament, where he talks about honoring your father and your mother, and that there's a promise attached to that, that if you'll do that, it says that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. And so, you know, I told our kids and our teenagers on Sunday, I know that's hard. I know it's hard to listen to your parents, to obey your parents sometimes. Sometimes you think you know better than they do. But the good news is Paul doesn't say obey them because you think they're always right or because, you know, you always just know father and mother knows best. He doesn't say that. And that's, you know, that's not realistic. He says it's right. It's fitting. Right? That God designed it to work this way. And that if you'll do this, ultimately what's happening is you're honoring the Lord by honoring your parents. You're obeying God by obeying your parents. And there's blessing in that. When you walk in the path of obedience, you come to know the Lord better. You come to experience His blessing on your life. And that doesn't mean that, hey, obey your parents and everything's going to go super easily for you, right? Your whole life will be awesome. But it does mean that you'll come to know Him more. And you do experience, right, blessing. There's a promise attached to that, that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. And then he says to parents something that's really great. He says, you know, parents, fathers, specifically he says to fathers, but it's applicable. Some translations say parents, and it's certainly applicable for both mom and dad. He says, parents, don't provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Don't provoke them to anger, but bring them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. And, you know, few things in my life have been more challenging so far than parenting. I have three kids. Morgan and I have three kids, Cade, Leighton, and Allie. They're 4, 3, and 1. And there are so many decisions in parenting, so many moments where you just don't know what to do. And I come back to this verse and, you know, Paul gives definitely some guidelines here. He says, right, don't provoke them to anger. And so he's really guarding against what I'm going to call one ditch. I think there are two ditches that we ride in oftentimes in parenting. One is over harshness, right? Where he says, don't provoke them to anger. Don't discipline them in such a way. Sometimes your kids are just going to be mad, even when you're disciplining very well. Sometimes they don't want to hear no. I think that's human nature, right? We don't want to be told what to do. But there's a way in which you can parent that provokes your child to anger. If you are over harsh, right? The severity, you're yelling, you're venting your anger, you're not disciplining them in such a way that you're doing it consistently but gently in love for their good. You're really just frustrated and angry and yelling, or you're so authoritarian that it's like, you know, my word is law, absolute law, and you don't have any room to. I mean, there's a way in which you can do that. I think Paul says, look, you're gonna cause your kid to rebel more. That you're going to provoke this child, you're going to exasperate them, because it's like living under, right, in tyranny. And he says, don't do that. But I think there's another ditch in parenting, and that is overindulgence, not over harshness, but overindulgence, where you really don't do any training, right? You don't do any discipline. You just, you know, hey, whatever you want, right? You're tired. And so it's kind of like, just do your thing. And Paul guards against that because he says, look, don't provoke them to anger, but bring them up in the training and the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And bring them up means to nourish them, to feed them, right? To bring them up so they can grow. And he says, what do you feed them with? What do you bring them up with? You bring them up with discipline. And really that word kind of means training, right? Educating, right? It's consistently disciplining, correcting, instructing, training them in the way that they should go. And then instruction, that word for instruction really means teaching, or even kind of warning, right? Warning, admonition, saying, hey, you're about to go down a path that's not going to be good for you, right? I'm going to correct you. I'm going to stop you. Or I'm going to warn you. Don't do that. Small children, especially, I don't know about, you know, teenagers much. I don't have teenagers yet, but small kids, I mean, they do a lot of hilarious things. They also do a lot of foolish things, right? And so there are many times we have to instruct them And ultimately, Paul says, right, in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, one of the things I said on Sunday, the primary point of parenting is to point our kids to Jesus, right? The primary point of parenting is to point our kids to their heavenly father, right? To their heavenly parent, to the Lord himself. And I find in my own life that I sometimes drive in both of these ditches, right? I often drive, I think my tendency is to drive in the ditch of overindulgence, where I just am like, you know, I'm in a good mood and so I'm very lenient, right? Hey, do your thing, right? It's all good. I give them lots of chances. But then maybe they disobey enough times or I'm tired. And so I like overcorrect to the other ditch, right? To over harshness then. And then I'm disciplining out of anger because I'm frustrated they're not listening or they took advantage of my leniency or whatever it may be. Maybe it's not even about them. And so I find sometimes I'm driving in both ditches. And it goes back to, I was reminded of this today. The Proverbs say, right? Book of Proverbs says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble, right? I think at times I have been prideful in my parenting in the sense that I think at times have said or thought to myself, man, you're pretty smart and, you know, you've read some books on parenting and you're a pastor and, you know the Bible and maybe have taken a prideful attitude towards, oh, you know, I think I have this figured out, which is ridiculous. But I find that creep into my heart sometimes. And so I felt like the Lord reminded me even today, Kale, right? God resists the proud, right? But he gives grace to the humble. And so I need wisdom. You need wisdom, right? If you are a parent, and if you're not a parent, in so many other areas of life, right? We study the word of God, but there are many times where we need wisdom for that moment. We need to think the way God thinks. That's really what wisdom is. I heard one pastor say it today, right? That wisdom is seeing things the way God sees things. And we need that wisdom for the moment. And we have the Holy Spirit. If you've trusted Jesus with your life, you are by grace through faith God's child. And so you have the Holy Spirit of God there to guide you and lead you. And we have to ask. We need to humble ourselves. And I'll say to parents in particular, in this area of parenting, to humble ourselves and say, Lord, help me, right? Help us, right? If you're married, right? Husband and wife, get on the same page. This is some advice I got from my dad, right? Pray about this daily. Talk together to make sure you're on the same page together. And pray, ask the Lord for wisdom and the ability not to be over harsh, not to provoke your children to anger, but also not to be overindulgent, to rather bring them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord and to know what that looks like for each kid, for every moment. And that requires, I think, dependence on the Holy Spirit and wisdom from the Lord. So let me do this. Let me pray for you. And then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, thank you. As we talk about parenting a little bit, thank you first and foremost that you are our parent. You are our Heavenly Father because of Jesus. That is the good news of the gospel, that we were once dead. As Paul says in Ephesians, we were dead in our sins and transgressions, but we've been made alive in Christ. And so because of you, Jesus, we get to call you, God, our Father, our Heavenly Father. Thank you. And Lord, I ask for everyone listening, Lord, wisdom. Give us wisdom. And for those of us who are not parents, Lord, we need wisdom in so many other areas, every area of life, so many decisions every single day. Lord, give us wisdom for each moment. And specifically for those of us who are parents, Lord, give us wisdom. Give us the ability to live out Ephesians 6:4 and not to provoke our children to anger, but to bring them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment and pray for yourself.